Live from the Geyer Studio, where combatants battle for the glory of cinema, this is Cinema Wars, with your host DJ Ace, only here on WMCO. Welcome to another round of Cinema Wars. Woo! I'm your host DJ Ace, and I have another exciting round for you tonight here on WMCO. Of course, Cinema Wars is the entertainment talk show here on the Orbit, and I have three contestants to battle it out once more in a fury of cinematic knowledge and facts. Or just yelling at the top of their lungs. We'll see what happens.
Either one.
Yeah. And for tonight's topic, we're going to get a little creative because it is... What is a movie that you wish you could see again for the first time? Dun, dun, dun. I know that's complicated, but it makes sense. And to discuss it, I have three contestants. I have Logan.
Hola.
Amanda.
Yo.
And Nikki.
Hi.
So we're going to go ahead and get this party started as soon as Nikki stops coughing.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Don't die on air. That's
I'm
not
sorry.
Good.
I'll try not to. No promise.
That's so. Less competition that, for us.
Oh, true. Hey, fist bump.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I think that's frowned upon.
My apologies.
All right, Logan, what is the movie you wish you could see again for the first time?
Let's go back to 2004 and Batman Begins.
Batman Begins. Okay.
Why'd you say it like you're from East Tennessee?
I don't know, because your accent threw me off guard.
I didn't think I had an accent.
You do. Anyway.
All righty then.
Amanda.
My movie is Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
I was waiting for it.
I'm very happy that you guys didn't take my movie.
It's right. Probably one we haven't seen.
Blow me away, Nikki.
Oh, I guarantee you've seen it. I chose Step Brothers.
Step Brothers?
Yes! Why? Okay. You people suck.
Sorry, that's not what I would have gone for, but...
Why? Right. What was you going
just
for?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Right. Don't worry about it.
All right.
We can ask him later.
Kay. All right, Logan, give me your spiel.
Okay, so when I first watched Batman Begins, when it first was released in theaters, I was only 6, and I didn't really get into movies until about 2013 with Man of Steel. Don't give me that look, Aaron.
You saw it when you were 6?
No. I said when the movie came out, it was 6. But the first time I saw it wasn't until it was re-aired on FX.
Wow, I'm old. All right, continue. So,
with all the commercials
Logan's
in between.
Just a baby.
So I wish I could go back and re-watch Batman Begins the very first time, because Batman Begins is basically what started this whole DC Comics thing with Batman and basically the entire DC universe as to where it is now. And I just wanted to go back and relive that. And I wish I would have seen it when it first came out, but, you know, being 6 and going to a Batman movie that dark and things like that.
You probably would have cried.
Probably. But it was an amazing movie, so I probably would have cried either way.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is good, I agree. All right, Amanda, Empire Strikes Back, give me your spiel.
All right, so I was not alive when this came out in theaters, but I did have it on VHS. And
neither was I, just the
I don't think any of us were.
But when you watch...
Like, if we combined our ages, yes. But
maybe.
All right, continue.
But once you watch the first Star Wars movie, it leaves you on a cliffhanger and you want to know more. And so when you have the second one that's full of... like one of the most, like some of the most famous quotes in this movie, where you find out who Darth Vader is. Spoilers, it's Luke's dad. You have so many like great actions, so many great characters are introduced. Like this is where you like first really see Yoda, and you have the epic battle on planet of the Hoth. Like there's so many memorable like parts in this movie that like just blow people's mind, because the first one, it was good, it was different, it was new stuff. This one, it just adds on to everything that just happened in the first movie with so many great quotes and so many character developments and just like plot twists. And I think I would love to see that in a theater when it like first came out, or watch it again for the first time, so I could be mind blown. Like, just when I did when I was like, I don't know, 10 or 13, watching it on VHS on my little TV screen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Some people would argue that Empire is probably the best Star Wars. Some people would make that argument, I think. And I know
from my parents, like, seeing that in theaters when it came out. It's like, Luke, I am your father, is like totally crazy. Anyway, Nikki, go for it. Step Brothers.
Okay, so honestly, I don't completely remember the first time I saw Step Brothers. I think I was like maybe 10 watching it with my brother, which was really kind of weird because when Will Ferrell kind of gets with his brothers, what, it's just awkward watching that with my brother. Anyway, I'd like to go back and maybe not watch it with my brother. But I think that's the first time I saw that. So, yeah, I'd like to go back and not watch it with my brother. And being that little, I didn't really get all the jokes really until clearly I got a little bit older to understand more. And it is by far one of my favorite movies. Now, I'm pretty sure I can quote this movie word for word now. So it clearly became one of my favorites. And I can watch it probably every day if I want it to. I own it on DVD.
But not Blu-ray.
No, because DVD's better.
Fancy Mr. DJ.
I don't own Blu-ray. Fancy sir person.
Okay.
With this fancy schmancy Blu-ray over here.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the accent right there.
Yeah. Never do that again.
Well, alrighty then.
All right. Those are the choices. Those are the movies. And those are the contestants. So as they say, let them fight.
Okay, so with Batman Begins, this basically starts what is now one of the biggest movie franchises on the planet right now. See, with Batman Begins, that starts the Dark Knight trilogy, which is one of the greatest trilogies, I believe, in movie history. And then that leads to Dark Knight Rises with Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger, that is the right one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it just begins the whole Batman trilogy and then leads into Man of Steel and then Batman vs. Superman, just what we have now, one of the greatest.
Which aren't the greatest movies out right now.
I never said they were the greatest. I never said they were the greatest. I mean, arguably, I'd say Star Wars. I mean, I don't know a whole lot about Star Wars personally, but I mean, I will admit that Star Wars is probably the greatest franchise.
Thank
ever.
You.
However.
I agree with Logan on that one, yeah.
It took... How many years was it between Rogue One? Wait, Rogue One was this past year, wasn't it?
Rogue One was this year.
2 months ago.
Yeah, and then
oh, yeah.
And then it was The Force Awakening.
How long was it between Force The Force Awakens. Awakening and the one before that?
But those are a whole new set of characters. Like, but they're tied on to the same story, but it's a whole new generation in a way. It's like when you watch... The legend of, it's like The Last Airbender and then Korra. It's kind of like something like that. Like,
gotcha.
So they're still tied in, and you still get like the great characters from the old ones, but they focus more on the newer ones, like new characters. So, gotcha. Where I feel like Batman, it just draws out the same character.
Right.
Over
Batman,
and over
I think,
and
is
over.
Kind of. I can't get into superhero movies for nothing. Like, for the life of me, I cannot. Because I feel like they just continuously. Replay, like, oh, here's the superhero, here's the villain, and we're continuously going to let the superhero win and beat the villain and do all this crazy stuff, and no.
And I really like Rachel in the first movie, so when I saw the second movie, I was very disappointed when it wasn't the same actress. So, I mean, I don't think I would want to watch the first one, fall in love with it, and then, like, be very disappointed with the second one.
Well, at least you didn't have to worry about her in the third one.
Nope.
Spoilers.
Where's Rachel?
Where's Rachel?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God.
That promo needs to come back, by the way.
No, it doesn't.
Anyway. Oh, my goodness.
Moving on.
Okay.
But I think we could all agree that I don't think there's any other franchise that's more iconic than Star Wars, that, like, on a global scale. Like, everyone knows Star Wars.
Just imagine going to the theaters for, like, the first time and seeing these people that were already in love with the first movie and then are just, like, blown away when they watch the second one. And then to, like, maybe watch it for the first time with the generation of fans today, like, that theater would be packed. That would be sold out, like, in, like, within a day.
Not gonna lie though, the first time I watched Star Wars, I didn't like it.
No,
I did not like Star Wars at first.
Well, which one did you start with?
The first one,
the
very, four? Very, very.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
First one ever made.
So a new.
So like four. What is it? Four. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And like I watched them in that sequence. Mm-hmm. Like what is it? 4, 5, 6.
The right.
1, 2, 3.
You watch it the right way.
Yeah, I did. I did it that way. But they're. I don't. No, it just wasn't something that appealed to me. I mean, yes, I did end up going and watching the new one that came out last year. We didn't go see the one that was out 2 months ago or whatever.
Oh, Rogue One.
But yeah, I didn't see that one.
It was
but
good.
It was really good.
It was really good.
I like them. It is a decent movie. It has a nice story, I think, is why I ended up liking it. But I don't know. It just wasn't.
I don't know. Because, like, with the Step Brothers, I don't like that type of humor. Like,
see,
that
I
humor
love
makes me cringe kind
of
thing.
And a lot of people don't like him, but I love him.
I like him, like, in Blades of Glory and then the NASCAR racing one.
Yeah.
Talladega Nights. My mom's going to be so disappointed I did not remember that name.
Shaking baby.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus. But, like, but then you have Step Brothers, and I just don't really care for him in that movie. It's just, it's boring, it's bland.
I really, see, I don't think it's boring whatsoever. I can seriously quote that movie word for word, but I really don't like that they kind of act really childish. I feel like they could act a little bit more adult, but I feel like they tie it together really well at the end. Like, they become adultish,
and
if you say.
One thing that you brought up is that you didn't, like, one thing you would go back, it was not to watch it with your brother. See, that's a movie that I don't think I could watch, like, maybe with my brothers now, but like, I wouldn't watch it with my parents. I wouldn't watch it with my grandma. With, like, Star Wars or even Batman, I could watch that with the whole family kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, like, some part of it is going to be likable in someone in my family.
They're not. Step Brothers isn't horrible. Like, I could watch it with my parents. I could watch it. I would feel comfortable watching it with my child if my child was, like, in the teens, like, older. Like, I'd feel fine with that. But, like, I watched it when I was, like, 10, maybe, whenever it came out. Like, that clearly wasn't probably the best option for me to watch with my brother at that age. But, I don't know. I grew up, and I watched it, and I liked it. And it became one of my favorite movies in. My brother and I watch it quite often when I go home, actually, and it's pretty funny. Like, my parents even find it hysterical, so.
10 years old is about the age I watched Talladega Nights as well. No, I was about 8 or 9 when it came out.
Let me see how old I was.
And I remember going to the theater and watching it shortly after.
I have a hard time arguing against this because I feel like I'm going to break her heart. Like, oh, I'm sorry.
This is Cinema Wars.
Yeah.
This is Cinema Peace Treaty.
Go for it.
You're just like, this movie is like one of my favorites. I'm like, well, there's so
it's
many
not
things.
Good.
No, it's not the best movie.
It's the best movie
see,
to me.
See,
okay.
See, she's giving us these, like, these puppy dog eyes. And I'm like, no.
See,
I can't.
One thing I would have wished with Batman Begins. Recently, ever since, see, my mom was a huge DC fan, especially Wonder Woman. She remembered, she has this complete set of Linda Carter Wonder Woman VHS tapes that she, anytime that there's just a lazy day around the house, her and my sister pop in a tape and watch old episodes of Wonder Woman. So she's a big DC fan. So one thing I would have liked to have done is when Batman vs. Superman came out, she was down in Tennessee working at the time, but when it came out, my dad and I went and watched Batman vs. Superman together, and then when they came back up here for the week for a weekend, all of us as a family went and watched Batman vs. Superman again, and it was...
I feel so sorry for you.
I know.
We had a nice family moment, Aaron.
Could have picked a better movie.
We did the same thing with Suicide Squad.
Oh.
Ooh.
I'm just saying, like, with my franchise, we went and go saw, like, the newest movie. We were very pleased with it. I didn't see Batman vs. Superman when they came out, but my family did, who my stepdad is a really big Batman fan, and he came out heavily disappointed.
Yeah,
and I was just
my
like,
brother did too.
I felt bad for him because he was looking forward to this movie and got, like, a disappointment out of it.
My mom was excited because she got to see Wonder Woman.
For, like, a split, like... For a very small amount.
That's good enough.
Yeah. But I have two brothers. One's Superman fan and the other one's Batman. And they both completely despised that movie. They were so upset with how it turned out. They weren't happy whatsoever.
See, with Batman Begins, I feel like that if I had been a bit older at the time. And, well, if that movie came out today, I feel like that would be another one that I'd be watching with my family once it came out.
And so
that,
be that's... not as disappointed.
That whole trilogy was really good. That whole beginning Batman trilogy. But I think since Batman Begins was the one that kicked it off, I feel like that's the one I wanted to see. So.
All right.
Really?
Okay.
Tell us how you really feel. All right. Well, you are listening to Cinema Wars here on WMCA. We're going to take a quick break, but when we continue, the war will rage on, and I will be choosing your victor. So keep it here on WMCO 90.7.
The Blackham Agenda is now releasing monthly with news stories, both local and campus, opinions, editorial, sports, entertainment, and more, all written by students. So grab a copy on Muskingum University's campus and in New Concord. Otherwise, stay up to date with all things Orbit Media on orbitmediaonline.com and read past and current editions of the BNM on issue.com, issuu.com.
Sherman Gillums Jr., Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 70 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has helped hundreds of thousands of veterans get all the benefits they have earned.
Al Kovac Jr., Paralyzed Veterans of America.
We provide one-on-one support tailored to your individual needs, including healthcare advocacy, benefits support, and career assistance.
For more information, call 1-800-424-8200 or visit pva.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Catch live coverage of Fighting Muskie Sports right here on the Orbit Media Sports Network. Tune in to WMCO Tuesday at 7 in the evening for the wrestling match against John Carroll. Wednesday features women's basketball action against Marietta. WMCO coverage begins at 7 and TV coverage starts at 7:20. The week wraps up with women's basketball again as they take on Heidelberg Saturday. WMCO coverage starts at 2:30 with TV coverage at 2:50 only here on the Orbit Media Sports Network.
Hey. Oh, hey, Deb. I thought you were the radon test guys.
The who test guys?
Didn't you see the paper Sunday? The Surgeon General issued another lung cancer warning.
Oh, like the cigarette warning?
Yeah. They're saying we have to get our houses tested for radon.
I don't smell any radon in my house.
That's because radon is an odorless, colorless, tasteless gas that seeps into your house from underground.
Does this story have a happy ending?
Yeah. You'll be a lot happier once you get your house tested.
Learn more. Visit the EPA at epa.gov/radon. That's epa.gov/radon.
Cinema Wars rages on here on WMCO 90.7 with your host, DJ Ace.
You're tuned in to WMCO. I'm DJ Ace, and this is
Cinema Wars.
Thank you. And I have Logan, Amanda, and Nikki talking about what movie they wish they could see again for the first time. And we have Batman Begins, Star Wars, Empire Strike Backs, and Stepbrothers. So let's resume this discussion.
Okay. So I want to go. I'm going first because you went first last time. Logan.
Oh, okay.
All right.
There's
okay.
No pecking order here.
Okay. I'm going. Anyway, I want to see mine again, but older, and then with my brother, so that I can understand it more. Because when I first saw it, it wasn't funny, I guess, because I didn't understand them like
you
I said.
You just said
earlier.
Your movie wasn't funny.
Well, when I was 10. Exactly. I was like 10. I did the math. It came out when I was like 9, so probably from where my birthday is, it's probably about 10 when I saw it.
That was what, PG-13?
That was not made for, I think it's PG-13, but that was clearly not made for a 10-year-old.
See,
if you've ever seen
with
it.
With my movie, at whatever age
it was rated
you see.
R, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, yeah. That's
not made for a 10-year-old.
Definitely not for 10-year-olds.
Exactly, so I wish I could
or
go back
Logan
and see it.
Year-olds.
Logan-year-olds.
Wow. Okay.
See, I could argue with my movie that no matter what age you go and see it, you're still going to be blown away because it is a sequel to like a really good first movie in a way. And so my little brother, who we watched the movies before watching The Force Awakens, we made him watch all the movies.
Awakens, sorry.
He was like, he's 10 now, and mm-hmm. he enjoyed every, like from 4, 5, and 6. He loved it because it was just all space and adventurous. So like no matter what age with my movie, you're going to enjoy it.
That's depressing. I was hoping you was going to say your brother was older and not 10 years old.
Oh, he was 10.
Dang it.
His birthday is May 4th. May the 4th be with you. He has to like the movie.
That's funny.
I can't wait for May the 4th. It's going to be great.
It's kind of determined that he has to like Star Wars then.
So it's destined that he has to like Star Wars.
Right.
Yeah, because he did
that's not
want
fair.
Us.
He has an advantage over us.
Force is strong with him.
He didn't want a Star Wars birthday party until last year.
Yeah.
And we're like, finally.
When he finally liked it, yeah.
Yeah, like, good.
Took him 5 years. All right, to,
Batman. Yeah. What's so great about Batman? Let's hear it.
Like I said before the break, just Batman Begins is what starts out this whole the DC universe as we know it. I mean, sure, there's been some actor changes here and there. But here's the thing.
The Dark Knight trilogy is not part of the DCU.
I thought it was.
It's not.
Oh.
Sad face.
Well then.
Yeah, it's not related at all.
So, despite that...
it's its own standalone trilogy.
Despite that, with that standalone trilogy, it's still amazing. It starts the trilogy... And it introduces...
What do you remember from the first movie? Like, what is something that you, really remember?
What's so great about it?
Yeah, like, you're saying it's great for a good trilogy, which it is, but, like, what do you remember about the movie by itself?
The first movie?
Yes.
Well, first, we get that iconic, I'm Batman, from... Crap, who played... Anyway.
You don't know who played your Batman.
Logan. I know it. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Raise your hand if you know who played his Batman.
I do not, because I don't like Batman.
Oh, wait. I do a little.
But I feel like if you're talking about your movie, you should know who played your character.
Anyway.
Okay. Baby Logan.
All right. Continue.
Anyway.
I might tell you great. Later.
I lost my train of thought. Thanks. Continue with yours. I'll come back to it.
Really?
Yeah, whoa. I lost my train of thought.
I mean...
Thanks a lot, Ace.
It's my job.
No, that is not. Anyway, continue. I will come back with my... Anyway.
So my movie...
Right,
I love
trying to think of a scene that I could talk about, but...
I could talk about several scenes. I could talk about... Yeah, it's inappropriate. A movie you want to see when you're... such an inappropriate movie.
But I love that kind of funny movie. Like, it's kind of dumb, but it's not... Like, they play dumb. Like, I like the dumb, funny movies. Like, I think it's, like...
Almost like all Will Ferrell movies?
Yeah. Like, I love Will Ferrell. Thank you so much. I love Will Ferrell.
See, I do, too.
And, but...
It's not in that movie. Just not in that movie.
Oh. Okay,
ooh.
Fine.
Wow.
I'll give you, he probably could have played a little bit better. He acted like a child, but that's, like, the... theme of the movie, like, they are children, they are still living with their parents. Like, he's living with his mother, the other one's living with his father. They get together, they become stepbrothers, hence the title stepbrothers, and they, like, grow to like each other. So when they live together, they're trying to build their bunk beds together, and they're not real bunk beds, they just put their beds on top of each other so they can have more room for activities, quote. So they try and use power tools, which they're not supposed to use, and the bunk bed falls on top of, not Will Ferrell, but the other guy, Riley, I think was his last name, the other curly-headed
guy.
Such
a great movie that you don't remember that movie. You guys don't remember that
movie. Okay, wow.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, I remember the question
John
that you asked
Riley.
Me.
Riley, go ahead.
So what I liked about the Batman Begins, I mean, there's just so much action and everything in it, and this Batman is amazing. I know I'm not doing a very good job at arguing my case here, but yeah.
The several scenes that I could talk about my movie is the whole battle on the one planet where everything is snow kind of thing. Sorry, my terminology. I love the movie, but I'm not like a diehard Hoth. Star Wars Hoth.
You said it earlier.
I know, but I don't want to like just not... All right, so there's this whole battle on this ice planet. You have like the iconic... the bad guys on that scene in the battle scenes and him cutting open the character in the animal and then going in there. And then there's the other scene.
Christian Bale.
Good job.
He had to be for it.
The other scene is like, the other scene would have to be like him training with Yoda, like that big iconic thing where he does all of his quotes and him like learning the Force and him becoming like a Jedi. And then you are a Jedi. And then at the very end, like, just, like, finding out, like, who Darth Vader is. Like, that's, like, the coolest part of the whole movie. It's just, like, and actually, fun fact, it is not Luke, I am your father. It's, no, I am your father. So, like, that's kind of, like, a biggest quote that people don't really understand. But, yeah. Just, like, there's so many main things that you could point out of this movie. It's, like, three separate movies in one, in a way.
So, a lot of people argue that Empire is the best in the original three. Would you agree with that or not?
I think I would, because I think that's the one most people remember with the scenes. Like, they'll remember the whole, like, I am your father more than they would of
like,
Luke.
They're all good, but yeah. A lot of people say
Empire I think that's the most memorable one with the scenes.
And then my favorite scene from that is when Han Solo's like, I know. Anyway,
all the sass.
Here's the thing, Logan. Why did you pick Batman Begins over Dark Knight?
Because I saw Batman Begins before I saw Dark Knight.
But you still would have saw it for the first time.
Yeah.
So why did you pick Begins over Dark Knight?
Well, if I had to go back in time, I would have wanted to see them in order.
You could have picked any of them, though, is what I'm saying.
I don't know. I don't know. I just wanted to. It's my opinion, Aaron.
Well, the rest of the world would disagree with you.
I liked Dark Knight. But personally, I would just go back and watch Batman Begins first.
I'm just saying, just, of the three...
Just based on chronological order. That's why.
I think most people would say they would love to watch Dark Knight again for the first time.
Understandable.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are out of time for the main round here, so it is time to choose our winners. So, for the point of creativity, I'm going to give it to...
We need an answer,
Aaron's face.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Nikki. For picking Step Brothers.
What? I was not expecting that. Yay.
And then for the point of argument, I'm giving that to
Manda.
There
we go. Shocker.
All right, moving on to the bonus round. The bonus round question is, what is the movie you regret seeing the most? So we're going to start with Logan.
So, my movie is a spinoff that should never have happened. It is Puss in Boots.
Oh.
All right, go. Give me your spiel.
I remember nothing from it. I do, well, except for a giant goose at one point and then riding a train in the desert. But I don't know why I saw it. I remember seeing it in theaters. That is probably a big waste of money. I was on the fence between it and Minions, but I actually somewhat enjoyed Minions, but Puss in Boots was not necessary, and I don't know why I went and saw it.
All right, Nikki.
Incredible. Okay, so my most regrettable movie I regret seeing is Jack and Jill. I absolutely love Adam Sandler, and I've seen every single one of his movies, and I actually went and saw this in theaters. And I hated it just for the sole fact that he played his sister, and it was just so weird. He was dressed up as a female, and it just wasn't funny in any sense of the term, and that's probably the worst Adam Sandler movie I have ever seen in my life.
He hasn't been funny in a while.
I hated Jack and Jill. I truly did. Like, there was no way I'd
now
ever see that
Hanukkah
again.
Now, his song on SNL. That
anything on SNL.
All right, Manda, what did you pick?
All right, so last year I had an option to either go see Star Trek or the newest one, and Ghostbusters, the remake. And I did the bad decision of seeing Ghostbusters, the remake, over Star Trek Beyond, and I just wasn't very pleased. It was a cute movie, and you could argue that there was some good parts, but just, like, it was very cheesy. It wasn't memorable. They did nothing different. Some of their characters were just... they were too dumbed down, where I saw Star Trek like just a couple months ago on DVD, and I was kind of disappointed that I saw that on TV and not in theaters.
Whatever. Anyway,
okay, sorry.
I have to pick a winner here, and I'm ultimately going to give it to Manda again.
Oh! I'm sorry.
So that concludes this round of Cinema Wars. We'll be back next week, Friday
Maybe.
Nights at
Maybe.
6
I won't.
And 10 here on WMCO 90.
Depends on the question.
The war is far from over. Tune in next week at 6 and 10 in the evening here on WMCO 90.7 for the next round of Cinema Wars. The views and opinions expressed on Cinema Wars are not associated with Muskingum University, Orbit Media, WMCO, Orbit TV, and the Black and Magenta. Next time on Cinema Wars, what is the most destructive monster movie?